Strap on your tool belts and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. It's My Fix It Up Life time, and I'm Teresa. My husband Mark isn't here right now. It's just me flying solo. We're talking about cupcakes and cocktails today on My Fix It Up Life Live. And if you follow us on Twitter or on Facebook, you know that I threw out a challenge to Hoosier Homemade Liz, who makes amazing cupcakes. I asked her to make a Minecraft zombie cupcake, and I'm dying to see it. And she dared me back. So let's bring Liz in and see what we made there, Liz. Pretty excited to talk to you. I haven't actually... Gosh, it's been a while since we were in person together, too. And I was busy on my cupcake challenge. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. It is so good to see you.
You too. I apologize. This is not my normal spot. So today is my son's 22nd, our middle son. He is 22 today. And we were going to come last week and see him at college, and instead it ended up that we came today. So I am in his office here with all of his college stuff and joining you all.
Does it smell like a boy's college room too?
Well, it's actually, he's got a house. He's a senior now, so he kind of moved up a little bit in the ranks. So yeah, he's got a house. But yeah.
But it is so funny. That's awesome, though. I'm glad that you got to visit. And okay, so I DIY dared you.
You did.
Yes.
And it was a really big dare because my youngest is 18. So while I knew about Minecraft, like, I didn't even know what a Minecraft zombie was. So I was thinking in my head, I knew what Minecraft looked like. So I'm thinking, okay, a Minecraft cupcake. And then with, like, charge in it for a zombie, mm-hmm. You know, like, weird kind of things, like, you know. Anyway, so then I had to ask my 24-year-old to tell me all about Minecraft zombies.
You know, so I have a 7-year-old boy, and Minecraft is very important in our house. We have the Minecraft minifigures. We have the Minecraft minifigure carrying case. He has Minecraft on an iPad, Minecraft on a computer. He's got Minecraft in every direction. So I was thinking that, yes, because your kids are older, that you probably hadn't made one yet.
No, I had not. And I didn't even know what it looked like, but I figured it out.
Well, I think Tara, our producer, is trying to get in to the blab. Has a picture of what you made. I don't imagine that you brought it with you.
I did. I brought it with me. I thought I was supposed to.
Yes. Let me see.
All right. Here it is.
Oh, that's it. That's it. I actually painted that on a big board for Jax, our 7-year-old's birthday party, so that they could, like, shoot it with this, like, gun thing. I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fun. So you dared me to do a home improvement cupcake.
Yep.
So I used a paint tray as my serving tray. And
my
one of them just fell.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling it Nailed It. See?
Yeah.
Those are nails, cut them up so they look like wood, and then put little things so it looks like wood shavings all over it.
Yeah, very cool. I love them.
That's my first attempt at making nails in cupcakes. Can I tell you that when you gave me the challenge, I was like, okay, so what am I going to do? And then to make nails, I was like, okay, can I use a piece of candy for the top? Can I use, like, a pretzel stick? I went through all of the iterations. You know what I finally settled on?
What's that?
I used a Tootsie Roll, and I molded it in the shape of a nail, and then covered it in frosting and dipped it in the silver sprinkles.
Perfect. Actually, I used Tootsie Rolls also.
I'm so charmed. by that. It's like we're soul sisters.
Yeah. Cool.
Super cool. Well, I want to talk all about cupcakes because I think that everyone loves cupcakes. When you say the word cupcake, smile, like big cheese, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And I was okay. So this is from Wikipedia, which is a very, you know, reliable source on all issues. It says the first mention of the cupcake can be traced back to 1796 when there was a recipe in the American Cookery by Amelia Simmons. That's a long time ago.
That is a very long time ago. You think I'd want to eat one of those now.
Oh gosh, I wouldn't want to eat one of them now either. They'd probably be a little stiff.
You think? Yeah.
And little rats eating them and, you know, good. Do you have that book, the American Cookery book from 1796?
I do not have that book.
You do?
I do not.
You should totally have that.
I think I should.
Yeah, I think if anyone has one of those, they should. Oh, Sinley says that your cupcakes are awesome.
I'm missing over here in the...
Oh, on the side, you can read all the little messages that everyone is sharing. Yeah, isn't it pretty cool?
A little while ago, and then we got talking, so I apologize.
Yeah, it's awesome because now we can get, people can set. Okay, so whose cupcake is better? Is the Minecraft zombie cupcake better or the Nailed It Home Improvement cupcake better? I want to know. Somebody's going to have to. They're just chatting away over there.
Sorry, they are. Yeah.
You know, okay, so when did you get inspired, Liz, from Hoosier Handmade to, like, start making these cupcakes? Because you go to your website, and I'm just like, okay, there's so many of them here. And, like, creative, cool ones that look awesome, and then ones that look awesome but look like, they look like candy bars.
Thank you. So I started getting a feedback. Are you hearing that?
No.
Yes, I am. Okay, I won't worry about it then. So I started in February 2009 with Hoosier Homemade, and probably about 6 months later, I started doing some cupcakes. So now there's about 350 on the cupcake page. And probably I've done probably another 200 in our emails that we send out. So that's a lot of cupcakes.
Oh, people are saying there's an echo with you. Do you have earbuds that you could plug in?
Didn't bring any with me.
Oh, I thought you borrow mine, but they're here with me here.
You
totally borrow these ones.
You know what? That might work.
Wouldn't it be cool if I handed it to you and you had the exact same pair and you pulled it out of the same square?
Let me, I'll text my son.
Oh, I'm sure
he's in the other room.
He's a senior in college. Of course he has. He's probably using them right now, of course. So cupcakes
His friends are here. His friends are here. I brought dinner.
Oh, here's a stat that you might love, that you've made like 250 kinds of cupcakes, that 44 million cupcakes are consumed in the UK every year. 44 million.
Wow.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That is crazy.
Yeah, I think that's kind of absolutely amazing. I love geeking out on data. So, like, a topic like cupcake, I'm like, okay, so where did it come from? Where is the first person who made the cupcake? And the whole thing about trying to regulate the amount of sugar that we consume from the FDA, like, is that going to change the whole land of the cupcake?
Oh, let's hope not.
I hope not. Because sugar is what makes cupcakes so delightful. Okay.
And so-
Yeah. So when you're baking, do you ever do gluten-free, Liz?
Yes, I do. Actually, I have done.
Aw, can I see him? Is he cute? Oh, he is cute. Hi there.
Hello.
What's his name?
I'm Nick.
Hi, Nick. I'm Teresa. It's so nice that you joined us. We're talking about cupcakes right now, and then... I'm going to be talking with some experts on alcohol in a little bit.
I don't know about either of those, so I'm leaving now. Nice to meet you.
Very safe move that you're leaving now. Oh, he's adorable. You must be so proud.
I am extremely proud. He is a baseball player here at college.
Oh, what position does he play?
Well, he is a catcher. So he was a catcher for a very long time. And then after the fourth knee surgery, he had his fourth knee surgery in July. So after that, then he took a little break from catching, of course. And now during fall ball, he's all better. And so the coach has him back catching again. So it'll be a great senior year.
And he doesn't do cupcakes or cocktails?
Well, yeah, we heard some stories earlier about last weekend. So.
Major rager on cupcakes, because that's all the college kids are into. They get out and go out to the bakeries late at night, and they're just like, you know, matching each other cupcake for cupcake.
Definitely. Yeah, actually, I brought some extra cupcakes. I just made some minis and brought them for the kids to have for dinner tonight. And Nick was like, I haven't had a cupcake like in a year. So.
That is such a treat. Okay, so when you're making, do you make your own frosting?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you use? What's your, like, do you have like a certain?
Butter. Yeah, half butter, half shortening, and which is my buttercream recipe. Half butter, half shortening, and then powdered sugar and milk and vanilla, and then you alternate powdered sugar and milk. So you do little powdered sugar, little milk, little powdered sugar, little milk.
Yeah, I need to do that because I just like, I'm an explosion. I think you're surprised to hear that. And I'm like, throw it all in the big bowl and just make it happen. I think slow and steady, because I always like your, all of your pictures on Who's Your Homemade and like that you Facebook and send out. And then I see other people, like when I worked on the bakery show, Carrie Vincent, like everything's so neat and tidy. And then when I get in the kitchen to bake, it's like, because then I like to use food dye too. Because then I dye everything's colors and I get crazy with all the
stuff. Yeah.
So
that's good. That's
I guess it is good, but it's crazy. Yeah. I'm like reading all this data on the side here because I just pulled up all this like crazy information about how many people eat cupcakes and what's the next cup. Oh, I need to know. Okay. Cake pops. Are you pro or con cake pops?
I have not made very many. I've tried a few and they were not as easy as they appear. But I'll have to say that anything that is difficult takes practice. So for me, when I first started making cupcakes, they didn't look the way they do now. But after, you know, a couple hundred, no, not that many. But, you know, after doing it several times, then you get the hang of it and it goes a lot easier.
Yeah, the cake pop thing, I haven't tried it. It seems like you'd have to like, it's like balling a melon. Like, how do you, bake a cake and then like scoop it? I think I just lost you. Maybe my question was totally inappropriate. I have no idea. I miss you, Liz. I have no idea how to do that. I would imagine that you like do some kind of like pancake and then, I know, I totally crossed the line, Justin. I have no idea. There are molds. Jennifer Priest says there are molds to doing cake pops. But then how do you get them to stay, like, formed as a sphere? I would be afraid. I guess you have to, like, dip it into your frosting or something. I don't know. Maybe we can get Liz back here. Maybe our expert producer, Tara, can connect with her and bring her back. Or is she there and I just don't see her? Do you guys see both of us? I have no idea. Yeah, she definitely now. I have no, yeah. Who's Your Homemade is an awesome website. And I was able to meet Liz doing a project in person a few years ago. And she's so lovely to work with. Yeah, Liz, refresh your screen. I don't even know if she can hear us. You roll it like meatballs? That's disgusting. But Wait, can you make a meatball? Has anyone ever made a meatball pop instead of, I guess you could roll it in. Of course you would roll it in bacon. What else would people roll their meatballs in unless it's bacon? I have no idea. Well, oh, Liz is coming back. She had to do a major rager at the college. Yeah, you left to go party.
Yeah.
I know you. You're like, I'm at college. I'm outie. Like, let's go to the bar.
I could hear you the whole time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I could hear you, but I couldn't see me. So
that is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyler Whistler says, do you know him from HGTV's Design Star? He says that it's like frosting, like you roll it like a meatball.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. So you just crumble it all up and then you roll it into a ball. And then you freeze them so that they're nice and stiff. And then you dip them in melted chocolate.
But they don't taste different than a regular cupcake. So I don't. Oh, cupcake kebabs. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Got to use the minis, though. And the trick with those is when you put them on a stick, you have to have a stopper because they'll just keep sliding down. So you use like a gumdrop or a gummy lifesaver at the bottom of the stopper. And then you put the cupcakes on so that they don't.
And what do you do with a cupcake shish kebab? Like, how do you use that? Like, how do you display it?
Oh, I usually put it like in a glass that has like M&Ms or something in it. And then you just put all the sticks in.
Yeah, Michael, this is a real topic and a blab. Yeah, cupcakes rule and they're awesome. Like if you don't like cupcakes, you should be like that. See, pretty little cupcakes. See, I baked these for National Vanilla Cupcake Day today, celebrating. I know we had some cupcakes while I was frosting them too. Like four maybe, I don't know. How do you not eat all of the stuff that you make?
Well, unfortunately, you get tired of it. It's kind of like if you work at like a fast food restaurant, then you get tired of the fast food. Kind of.
Yeah, I guess.
I give a lot of it away.
You must have been really popular at schools, like for when your kids were in like younger grades, you would like, they'd be like, oh, well, of course you're going to be making the cupcakes for the Halloween, Thanksgiving, whatever party it is.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Yep, I did that whole home mom thing and homeroom mom and all of that. So it was always lots of fun. But now you can't take, you know, homemade things to school. Many schools don't allow you to do that. Which is
we're not even allowed to send anything in to our 7-year-old class.
Wow.
No, there's birthdays will not be recognized there, which I think is kind of a good thing. But then at the same time, they allowed him to bring a book in to read.
Oh.
And you'll love the book's name, Diary of a Minecraft Zombie.
Perfect. Now, see, if he had cupcakes to go with that, it would have been even better.
I think I totally did a miss on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know, cupcakes are really popular, and I read that cupcakes were always associated with children until Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City ate a cupcake on the show.
Oh.
True or false?
True? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
E-Boy says false.
Ah.
I don't know. Because that show was popular, what did it start, like a decade ago on HBO?
Wow.
It was a love cake she ate. How do you know this? Are you like a Sex and the City expert? How is that possible? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He is an expert. Or she. I'm just going to think it's E-Boy is a boy, because boy, you're both. I have no idea what that means even. Well, I'm happy for you. There's a cupcake. I love Blab. This is awesome because I get to see you and we get to talk to everybody too about what they think about things. So I love your Minecraft zombie. Are you going to post it up on Who's Your Homemade?
I'm not sure. It depends on if I have some time to get some pictures.
You totally have time to make pictures. How do you not have?
Well, they just have to be perfect to put them on the wall. So I need a little bit more
practice. They're perfect to me. How are they not perfect? You know what? I think that when things are too perfect, I get suspicious.
Well, yeah. Then people think that they can't do it. When they totally can.
When they totally can.
Yeah, you can. Everybody has a Monica closet. Like, you have, do you know the Monica closet on Friends? She was so OCD. Everything was perfect. Mm. And then one season, they opened up this closet and everything came falling out at her. So perfect is suspicious. Now, that's what I like about your recipes, because they're like
things that
you can follow along. They're really easy, but yeah, you make them look so beautiful. And I think my husband, Mark, is popping in, of course.
Oh, he's got to have a cupcake.
He's been in the workshop.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi, friend.
Liz and I are talking cupcakes, honey.
Well, the reason I came up short of getting stupid tired is that I felt like I was starting to decorate myself with sprinkles.
I
thought of you guys.
Yeah.
And then, well, drinking. And then, I don't know, I lost my train of thought. But here I am now.
I think sawdust is the carpenter's version of sprinkles.
Can you see my shirt?
Yeah. I can.
It's like glitter, wood glitter.
Yeah, so I was thinking about you.
That's so sweet. Why don't you pull up a chair?
I'd rather stand, actually. I look good standing.
I feel awkward with you standing, though.
I feel awkward not standing.
I have no idea. So Liz is at college right now, having a major rager with her son, who's a senior. And that's his room.
So I recall he was something of an athlete.
Yeah, he is an athlete.
Yeah, he's a baseball player. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's right. I had to be jealous of him. I have to go now.
Well, Mark, why don't you sit down, pull up that chair that's right next to me, because we're going to be talking about cocktails coming up soon, and I think that's why Mark, is here.
He showed up at the right time.
He totally did. I'm curious, so that's how you make your recipe, that's your recipe for your buttercream frosting.
Right.
Now, do you make vegan cupcakes too?
I do not. I have not.
What's wrong with you? Why not?
Well,
don't you care?
I do care. I do absolutely care. But it's not something that we eat. We don't eat that way. So I typically cook the way that we eat.
Oh, that makes sense. I do rock the vegan, gluten-free desserts when I make them typically. And so that involves using applesauce. And I love to use mango peach flavored applesauce
instead of oil.
It makes it so delicious, and it actually helps when I'm taking everything else out of the recipe because of the the binding and all that other stuff that the gluten and the dairy provide. So, but yeah, Mark even eats them, which means that they're good, because he would tell me the truth.
Liz, if you were cooking for me, you would have to cook a meat cupcake. Because that's mostly a lot of what I eat. So to stay consistent with the what you eat diet. But no joke, I swear that her cupcakes and the items that she's made, I guess they were cupcakes. You made them when we went to Pennsylvania that time in that house. That's not really important. What is important, though,
is... Have you been drinking?
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet, but I can start that.
Yeah. He likes
moist. Moist. Okay. Let's talk about the importance of moisture in a pastry. All right. If I want to eat a bag of concrete, I'll go to work. All right.
That's what he thinks that cupcakes if you had to take all the dairy and the gluten out, they would taste terrible. But they don't.
They don't. They taste great.
Okay. So before we start talking about the next topic, and we invite our expert friends in, to talk about alcohol, your favorite.
It's a top fiver.
It is top fiver. You know what I mean? Now, I want to know, so Thanksgiving and the holiday season is all coming up upon us. So what would you recommend that something somebody can do with their kids, a recipe that will wow all of our friends and family, like me, if I wanted to wow my friends and family?
So for Thanksgiving, the one that I like the best has a bugle. You know what those bugles, they're like little cord chips, kind of Yeah. And they look like a cornucopia. So you just
they do.
Put that on the cupcake, and then you get the candy called Runts. They are like little shapes of a banana and an apple. And you put that by the little bugle, and it's a cornucopia.
I love that idea. That's the thing with like the cupcake challenge is that it made me think about little bits and pieces in a different way. Mm-hmm. And your mind is so, I would say, supple for that creative.
Oh, I'd say that too, Liz, but you don't want to hear it from me.
But that kind saying. Of like the creativity involved in like being able to bring up the runts. At a moment's notice.
Well, I've done them. I've already done them. So that was not all. They're on the blog.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to go over to your blog, Who's Your Homemade? And I enjoyed the cupcake challenge. I don't know. Mark, do you like my nailed it cupcake?
Oh, totally. I saw you making them today, and I thought that was great. Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
So it's
Minecraft Zombie.
Tootsie Rolls. Green Tootsie Rolls. And regular Tootsie Rolls.
Awesome. Now,
you heat them in the microwave for about 3 to 5 seconds.
Well, we have to say goodbye to Liz for now. We're going to talk about drinks.
All right.
And you need to get back to your son, who's probably just wailing on the cupcakes and partying.
They had lasagna and strawberry pie, so all of him and his friends are all, they're all
they are
nice
sweet.
And full. You know, birthday dinner.
Well, happy birthday to him.
Thank
and
you.
I hope everything is super fun for the holidays. I'll be checking out your blog and coming up with some creative interpretations. Because like I said, my kitchen is an explosion when I bake. And we will be pausing for a second and we'll be starting about the next one. Okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
Get your drink ready.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
It's been an absolute joy.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Hyde tools are available at the Home Depot.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be the first date on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. You might be a white dress walking up to me. You might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple and low love.